I say, welcome everyone to the Wicked Anime Podcast, where we talk about the animes and news in Japan and stuff like that. I'm Dylan, I'm just one of a few people here, and with me is Jonathan.
What's up, guys?
His brother, Andrew.
Hello!
The hippest man in the room, Glitch.
What it is.
And a very special guest, the Uncommon Rider, Sean.
That worked on so many levels, but I'm a little jealous that you didn't call me hip.
Hip?
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
But I'm the hippest man in the room.
So. Debatable.
It's well, debatable.
No,
it's
and the hippiest.
Anyway.
And another thing that's without question is Kamen Rider, and that's what you're here to talk about, aren't you?
I guess I was... Yeah, I mean, that was what I was ambushed with.
We they're found like, Sean on the street, and we're like, you know Kamen Rider, right? And then we just roped him in.
He was just rambling on about Kamen Rider.
We had an attempt to pick him up.
Yeah, I mean, stuff in Japan, so I guess it qualifies.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right. The reason why you're here is because there is a new Kamen Rider series starting very soon.
Yeah, actually, over in Japan, it's starting the 2nd, which is tomorrow.
Which means you can steal it on the 3rd.
Well, you can, but it won't be translated. I mean, good luck with that. I mean, if you speak Japanese, hit me up. But
so I mean, all our Japanese listeners,
be my personal translator as it goes on.
Hey, we actually get a few Japanese who use it on the Wicked Anime reviews. So,
well, that's true. That's cool. But what he said,
yeah,
means all of Japan, basically.
Yeah. Hey, I'm cool with Japan. We're
all cool.
What are you talking about with all them weeaboo fans out there? They speak Japanese.
I didn't say weeaboo.
Well, you actually did.
No, I'm just.
I didn't.
You just did.
No.
No, but I'm just talking about in general.
But,
okay, anyways, I don't know what we're talking about. Kamen Rider.
Yeah, Kamen Rider.
So Kamen Rider 4's just ended, and that was the previous one.
Yep.
Is Kamen Rider Wizards going to have anything to do with that?
No.
The alternate title is 5's?
The burning question is,
no, there was a Kamen Rider 5's. I'll explain this in a second, because
okay.
It actually goes into his question there.
Okay.
Like Power Rangers over there, which is actually just known as Super Sentai over there. Every season is a whole new storyline, new characters, new bad guys, new everything. So 4's has nothing to do with Wizard, but there was a Kamen Rider 5's. It was actually one of the earlier series, and they have a thing with like plays on words in all of these shows. So like 5's was actually Kamen Rider 555. It was Kamen Rider 5's.
Multiple 5. What is Kamen Rider?
Kamen Rider. So for those of you that are familiar with Power Rangers, which I imagine will be most of this. Your audience here.
Well, we're hoping.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to have to explain.
We interviewed Jason David Frank, people. Come on.
Okay, fair enough. No, it's kind of like Power Rangers, except it's not a team. It's just one guy. There's usually not a giant robot. There's a motorcycle, hence the Kamen Rider. And then Kamen is Japanese for masked rider, so they're literally just masked heroes.
Yeah, he's the masked rider.
Exactly. And they're not so much Super Sentai, which is like the team-based stuff. It's known as Tokusatsu, which is metal heroes, which is like transforming guys. It's a little bit more adult than the Power Rangers we get over here.
Yeah, people die. People die in Kamen Rider.
Oh, yeah, and like die. Not like, you know, there's like blood and stuff.
But this is completely different from like the Kamen Rider I'll see on like Kids WB or whatever.
Yeah, like that old one, the Masked Rider or whatever.
It was called the Masked Rider.
Yeah, the Masked Rider. Actually, funny story about that. So, Saban, like the people that...
They distribute Power Rangers.
They did the Masked Rider over there.
Mm-hmm.
He did such a terrible job with that show that Toei, the corporation that does all of the Tokusatsu and Super Sentai overseas, over in Japan, refused to ever license any of the Kamen Rider stuff ever again to them.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yes. And it was like a hard and fast, and it's like, you're going to be a dead man before we get back.
No.
Yeah. Funny stuff. So funny stuff. But anyway, the new one's Wizard. I actually don't know a ton about it other than it looks like it's magic-based. Go figure. Wizard.
My question is it going to be anything like the Mystic Knights of Tirnagag?
Okay, so I'm familiar with all Super Sentai, including that one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Good. Fun fact, that one was actually the only one that was ever completely produced in the United States. There was no Japanese footage to that. That wasn't a completely American...
I'm so surprised.
See, that was so terrible.
That was so great. Seasons. What are you talking about?
But see, that's what I loved about watching... actually, the other day, we picked up VR Troopers. We were watching a couple episodes from that, and it was just so funny to be like, You know, they're driving
like a talking robot dog in that or something.
Yes,
yes.
They're driving in the car, and then it's like, "Hey, we're in New Hampshire. Oh, we're in Japan. Now we're in New Hampshire. Oh, we're in Japan." like driving down the street, and then they get attacked by a monster. And
yep, just crazy, crazy, crazy nonsense. And that's the cool thing about watching the Japanese stuff, the subtitled stuff, is, man, like, the stories make so much more sense than the ones that we, you know, like this chopped up stuff that we get. Even though the current Power Rangers stuff that they're doing now, they're actually filming in conjunction with the stuff they're doing over in the Super Sentai stuff at the same time in Japan. So, like, the stories are more coherent now, mm-hmm. but even still, it's just, like, there's just such a huge disconnect.
Which series are they in
over there? Yeah. In Japan, they're in a show called GoBusters, is Takumi Sentai.
Oh, yeah. I actually do know that one.
Which is kind of like the spiritual successor to what was over here known as Power Rangers RPM. Mm-hmm. It was known as Go Onger over there. It was it's like a car-based one that's apparently doing pretty well. I watched like the first 13 episodes and the Super Sentai over there is so kiddish that it's just hard to watch, yeah. as opposed to like their Kamen Rider, which is more for like the like 14 to 20 year old. Yeah.
It didn't start out that way though. With the original, like, the Power Rangers that we see.
It was still designed for like their target market was still like the 8 to 16 year old.
Really? If you see anything Sentai in anime or anything like that, it's always like at those festivals with kids in the audience with their parents on stage fighting monsters.
Exactly.
Well, I thought that was always funny though, because in the Japanese version of the original Power Rangers, the White Ranger was actually a little kid, and he was a pervert. Flipped the girl's skirts.
That's just Japanese culture. Then.
I understand.
Yeah,
that.
No, it was like a translation.
The Red Ranger brothers in the Mighty Morphin.
Yep, and the Green Ranger died in the original. It was called a Zayu Ranger over there, it was a lot more adult. Actually.
I wish they had that story instead of Mighty Morphin.
So what about what's going on with Wizard now? What can we expect in Wizard?
Well, they don't actually tell you a lot before mm-hmm. they do it. There's a formula over there on how they release the new series. The first we'll see of I've actually just seen the first previews. Usually, the first time you see the new Kamen Rider is at the end of every season. They do a movie for the previous year's Kamen Rider. And at some point, the new guy teams up with the guy from the current season for a small fight, and then like you see the new guy, and then he goes off, and then they go finish the fight.
That's awesome, actually. Yeah, that's so awesome.
Yeah, and the thing is like the movies aren't really canon over there, so they kind of go nuts with them. They do usually two movies for every season. They do a mid-season movie and an end movie. So they do one in the beginning of summer, end of summer kind of deal. It's really cool.
It was kind of like how they did like the Battle of the Red Rangers when they had every single Red Ranger from every series ever or something like that.
Oh yeah, you're talking about the Forever Red.
Yeah.
That was actually mm-hmm. only a United States thing. That was
really?
There was no yeah, all of that was done here stateside. There was no version of that in Japan. We did that over here. Actually, one of the only good decisions Saban ever made. Because that thing was amazing. So basically, it's just in that movie, the one that I was talking about, the new, so it would be Forza's movie, like their end movie, hasn't come out of theaters over there yet. So it hasn't been subtitled, which means I haven't seen it yet. So I'll actually start watching Wizard before I get to see his first appearance.
I got you.
Yeah. Cool. So it's a little backwards, but yeah.
Cool, John.
Is it news time? Let's do some news.
News time. Yeah. Ring the news bell.
News.
I guess that's the news bell.
That's what a bell sounds like.
I just got scared. It's like my dad's like watching the news on the TV. It's like, oh God, it's on every channel. I'm done. Go ahead.
Okay. So our first story that we have is actually quite a few weeks old now. I'm really surprised that we never brought it up in the past. It's about Facebook shutting down a whole bunch of accounts for like being counterfeit.
Yeah, like no, not really counterfeit, but if you had cosplay in your name, if you made a profile for cosplay,
that was like clearly Facebook, a fake identity.
Yeah, if the name itself, if the profile name itself had cosplay, sports, gamer, etc. in the title, gone. They deleted it with no warning.
And we're talking about like tens of thousands of accounts on Facebook.
Wow, I didn't even hear about this,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
I think it's because I don't know anybody that had an account deleted.
Well, I mean, there's a big group that we know of. They go around Anime Boston a lot. They're called Cosplay Nation.
I've heard of them.
They
lost like 3,000 fans on their page.
They got their Facebook account shut down, but they got it back. They just got it back. I was reading all their news, when they got it back, they had to change it to the CEO of Cosplay Nation. They had to change it to his name. And they couldn't be Cosplay Nation. It had to be his name.
It would have to do with like terms of use. It's probably actually specifically outlined, but like no one reads terms.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's specifically outlined in Facebook's laws that you cannot have a fake identity. You have to use a real identity on Facebook.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
So,
that's sort of a glitch is a real identity.
Yeah, I know. That's why I asked you about it the other day, because Glitch, your name on Facebook is Son of a Glitch.
Yep.
And so I had asked Glitch, it was like, have you had any problems or like any warnings?
Maybe they just think that's his real name.
It's possible. I mean, like, it...
I'm social enough on that one that... They can tell I'm not just doing it for cosplay.
Put like a third, like Son of a Glitch the third at the end, and they'll believe it.
But clearly, I wasn't the only one.
Yeah.
In related news, this one's really funny. On Twitter, people have been creating accounts for their Sonic characters, and Sega threw a fit over this. Like,
Their own Sonic characters?
No. For Sonic characters. Like, people would create Twitter accounts for Sonic and Shadow and Amy, Rose, and all that kind of thing, and they would do tweets. As if they were those characters.
I want a chili dog.
I
am the ultimate life form.
And basically what Sega said was...
Damn, they beat our idea?
Was cut out that crap unless you put official next to the name.
No, unofficial.
Unofficial, that's what it was. Unofficial. Because they have so much license over those characters.
What if you put unofficial?
The not unofficial.
I think Sega would still possibly be very unhappy.
This is clearly not the clear explanation of who this is. Sonic.
Sonic T. Hedgehog.
I just imagine Sega like tweeting all over. Ah, that's not what he would say. Nah, stop it.
You guys failed at Genesis.
I
kind of
hope Sonic Team does that now. Yeah. Like tweet as the characters, it's just to see what happens. The official Sonic
Trouble!
Dude, our luck, they were actually, like, in the middle of about, like, we got the next Sonic game coming out. We're going to do this huge Twitter push. And then, like, they're like, what? Are you serious?
That is no good.
That actually happened, the funny story, for all those Penny Arcade fans out there, this happened, like, Penny Arcade did a comic about Strawberry Shortcake. And it was, like, pretty perverse. And then, like, Mattel got a hold of him and was like, hey... You're gonna have to take that down.
Was it Mattel or Hasbro? Because Hasbro.
Oh, it was Hasbro. It might have been Hasbro. Yeah. My bad. And Hasbro was like, take that down. And they're like, why? They're like, we're about to do this whole relaunch with Strawberry Shortcake, and you can't do that. And they're like, we're bad. So yeah,
God, are we launching Strawberry Shortcake?
They were just like, wow, didn't see that one coming.
Who's next? Rainbow Bright.
So yeah, good luck finding that one on. You know, I want to say they did that too because they couldn't get away with the Strawberry Shortcake thing.
Oh my god.
They did a Rainbow Bright one because Rainbow Bright wasn't having like this big PR thing. So it was funny.
They should make Rainbow Bright.
News from the world of web comics. It's like 8 years old. Sorry. Nice.
What's next?
Next up is Metal Gear Solid franchise. It has been announced that it has a Hollywood license now, and they are going to make a movie.
Metal Gear Solid 4 a movie?
Exactly.
Already?
Basically, Metal Gear Solid is a movie. I don't understand.
Except that Metal Gear Solid's longer than a normal movie.
A very
confusing movie.
And long movie.
Oh my god, I started playing whichever one Snake Eater was, and I died to an alligator inside of like 20 minutes. I just gave up on that game.
But you live in Florida. How could that happen?
I don't know!
Look, there's a difference between real life and video games.
Yeah, I know. Like, I crawled out of a bush. He's like, like, yo, what's up? And he just ate me. And I was just like, well, I think that's what happens when you crawl out of a bush next to an alligator. This is realistic. I don't want to play this anymore.
Ironic about how the title is about eating reptiles and you got eaten by a reptile.
Yeah, let's not go there.
Shut up. Happened more than once.
Shut up, Jonathan.
My joke got stuffed right there. I'm gonna move on.
Okay, safer.
Okay, so have you guys heard about how back in December Bandai officially announced that they have cut off like their company?
Before we go any further, I just want to say I didn't even know that they made what are we talking about? Anime? Until like you mentioned it earlier this afternoon, and then I was like, wow, I thought all they did was like the Power Ranger toys, and then I'm just gonna let that go. Because I didn't even know they did anime.
Yeah, like, have you never heard of like Gundam or?
Well, no, I know, but I like realized that was that
this little small series.
Are you kidding? MS08 was like
series
my favorite
of series.
No, okay, and no.
That's the only one he knows.
I just didn't realize that like that was who did Gundam and all that stuff. I just didn't realize that they were.
He's dissing Gundam. I wouldn't take that shit.
I love giant robots. What? That is. You are fabricating things.
Let the court know he is fabricating my words.
Fabricating things.
Okay, so Bandai Entertainment, and back in December, they discussed that they are going to shut down their online store. And in recent days, they discussed that all shipments out of their warehouse to dealers and everything are going to stop.
You're talking about like DVDs and Blu-ray?
DVDs, yeah. Blu-ray, manga, novels, everything is stopping shipments to distribution stores, which means anything that's licensed by them is probably not going to become available, which is weird because they have Gundam, they have Gurren Lagann. And all these, and all these great series that they're releasing now, and I don't even know what's going to happen with the.
Basically, what we're saying is, go buy everything right now.
Maybe they're in the middle of restructuring. Maybe they're
they're
just done with it.
No, that's what I was going to say. I bet that they're really just building a Gundam now.
Well, they've already done.
I think that's probably
Japan already has one.
Well.
No, seriously.
I know they do. Okay. The one to one scale one.
Yeah.
You need the fun.
The one to one scale one. There.
The actual life size Gundam.
I think you made way too much out of that.
But we're gonna be sad to see them go because Bandai has released some of the greatest.
Yeah, that's
giant robot stuff.
Giant robot stuff, and even some other series that I can't remember. But if I did remember what they were, I remember that they just do awesome stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what to really think of this because I've never really heard about this happening before. Maybe I just didn't realize that it was happening with other companies, so I'm not really sure what this really means
for
the future.
So are they going to give them like someone else or
no? Well, because I mean that's what happened with like Genyan and stuff. Like Genyan got absorbed by Funimation. And then Sentai Filmworks absorbed, maybe they didn't. I don't know. Something happened to ADV Films.
ADV Films became Sentai Filmworks.
Are you sure? Because we don't want to get our facts wrong. But anyway,
So Bandai's being
basically the major players that are left are Funimation, Sentai Filmworks, and Media Blasters.
And I haven't even heard of the last two.
And then, there's a Discotech. Discotech Media releases a lot of stuff as well.
That's right. Discotech Media.
They release a lot of classics. That's really nice. That is really nice.
And one last thing about the Bandai thing. I'm super disappointed because like a week before they announced that they were going to shut down, they announced that they had the licensing for Nichijou, which is one of my all-time favorite new series.
Maybe they're just going to change their name or something.
How can it be an all-time favorite new series?
Because, well, no, it's like, it came out...
I'm just pointing it out. I mean, it's cool.
It came out last year, and I watched the entire thing straight through, and it was one of those shows that, like, when it ended, I was saddened by the fact that it ended, and it's, like, one of my top three animes of all time now.
So I have a question. Okay, because just... Now, I don't see, like, anime culture going away in the United States ever. Like, Yeah, I mean, it's obviously got a very strong foothold, and this really took off, like, I would say, what was, like, the mid-90s is when the huge anime push really began.
I mean,
it's mid to late, probably.
It was actually the early 90s, really, because
it came in with like Pokemon and all that stuff.
Well,
that was like the explosion.
That was the explosion, but it kind of really came in with Akira.
No. That was like the introduction. I'm talking about like the foothold.
No,
like,
people say it knew what anime was.
When did anime sink like, regular... its teeth into America?
Yeah, like when did it become a... Okay, so we've seen it become like a part of the culture now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I've always been wondering because like it's just, it seems like it's been like this giant bubble of like... So I was afraid of like at some point it was going to burst and like maybe we're seeing a downturn in like new anime fans. Like, could this be like, is this what we're seeing or is this just like an offset of like... People aren't buying things anymore.
Well, yeah, that, exactly. That's part of it. We live in a, like an age where everything can be downloaded and seen on the internet, so everything's just getting stolen, so nothing's getting purchased, so
nobody's making any money.
Yeah.
No, and I totally get that. And I mean, in Japanese culture, like the way they turn things out, it makes money for them because it's just a system for them. Whereas over here, we've tried to literally just circumvent that whole money making system. Sorry, I didn't mean to get philosophical on you guys. I was just it's like cultural
money. Like,
we should get deep on it. It's just like no, it's those cultural observations that like when you take a step back and I mean I dare say I'm a couple years older than you guys as far as this. So I've seen I've seen.
He's
like
got a big bushy gray beard.
I don't.
And a wizard's hat.
I do.
Wait. So you have a wizard's hat, but you're clean shaven.
Yeah, you're looking at me. Don't you wish
he's a modern-day business wizard, okay?
Well, then he must be a real wizard.
Haven't you seen Harry Potter? Harry Potter doesn't have a beard.
He's a little scruffy.
Oh, that was Dumbledore. Never mind.
God.
No. I was just saying, like, I've seen like a little bit of the scope of what's going on, and like hearing about stuff like this, it's just kind of it raises questions. Like, where does the industry go from here? Yeah. Because there's got to be a demand for it. We know that there are people.
It's
that
eventually
watch it.
It's going to be the Funimation Corporation.
It's okay, Glitch. Do you want a hug or something?
Yes.
Okay, we're hugging.
They are hugging, actually.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's why I said we're hugging.
I know. Yeah.
The hat was a lie, though.
Oh.
But he is a wizard.
What's
Bam.
Up,
magic.
A hug wizard. What's up next?
Next up, let's move on to some video game stuff.
What are those?
I feel like I lived under a rock.
Get the fuck out.
Today, Street Fighter has turned 25.
Yay!
Yeah. Hey, car insurance goes down. That's awesome.
I thought those 27.
Considering how
no.
I was about to say, they get in so many accidents.
Well, they actually just beat up the car, so.
Yeah, they do beat up the cars.
They do.
Yeah. So,
it's always like
that's a Street Fighter joke!
Yeah,
sure it is. All right,
Dylan doesn't even know what we're talking about.
It's a game. You actually play it with a controller and you fight another person.
So is it about streets that fight?
No, you fight on the streets.
Whoa!
You take it to the streets, yo.
Dylan's mind is now covering the ground.
Balloon. What?
Sorry,
what
Street
about,
Fighter.
Is anything special about the 25th anniversary?
What are they releasing, like, Street Fighter 4 Gold, Super Tekken, Cross, Alpha, Omega,
no,
Osama Bin Laden case?
They actually did release something for the 25th anniversary. They released, like, I forget how many discs it was. It was, like, a 10-disc set or something like
that. Is it, like, every game they've ever done?
It's, like, every Street Fighter that they had, plus a documentary, plus, you know, all this content. You know,
does it include Super Puzzle Fighter?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Sweet,
it has,
that's pretty cool.
So all of that stuff actually weigh roughly around 55 pounds, maybe.
Yeah, I think it actually comes in a metal case too. So we're talking probably around 56.
It also comes with instructions on how to become
an
a
extra pound for a metal case.
It comes with a Ryu costume.
It's
some lame ass metal.
It came with like a Ryu figure or something like that, didn't it?
I think so. I do remember hearing about this.
Yeah.
I want my Skullmania figure. How about that?
Skullmania?
Dude, no, Skullmania from the EX series.
Oh.
Dude, Capcom doesn't own the EX series that licenses anymore.
I know. So we're not going to get any of that. They were terrible.
And then,
Glitch,
I
you got on my arm.
You're welcome.
Oh, it's in my mouth. So that's all for that.
Hold on. All for video games or all for Street Fighter?
All for Street Fighter.
Okay.
Unless you want to sing Happy Birthday.
No, I don't want to do that. But
it's actually copywritten.
Okay.
We had the can't.
Fair enough.
Then we would have to link to Happy Birthday.
Yeah. Exactly.
And we would have to tell Capcom on Twitter and Facebook.
It would
so
be
that
this
we
big
get
thing.
Our...
And, you know,
see, on the fifth on Dalsim, I'm going to be Dalsim when I tweet.
What's next for video games?
Stretchy arms.
Next in video games is Level 5 Studios. They're known for the games like...
White Knight Chronicles.
White Knight Chronicles and the Professor Layton games, which are their most popular two. They've announced that the next Professor Layton game is going to be coming out next year, but they also announced that it's going to be the last one in the series.
There's
going to
be a murder, isn't there?
I don't know.
Wait, is this a game about a detective?
Yeah. It's a puzzle game.
Okay, hold on. I have one more question. Are there murders in this?
No.
No, this isn't Phoenix.
How does this work? What? Sorry, I've been on like a Sherlock Holmes like
not everything
games,
is
like,
Sherlock Holmes. Shot, yeah. Yeah, no, but Professor Layton series is a DS. The Professor Layton games is a DS series where it's a lot of puzzle, you know, games.
I think I'm familiar with it. It was just like I didn't know how. Yeah. It's like firmly in the PG and not so much the 13 or
that's
the.
Right.
Yeah. The other ones.
Kind of takes you looking with a gun.
Oh, wait, no. Aren't there video game ratings? I could have done this as, like, so it's, like, E
for
PG everyone.
And the other ones aren't video game ratings. I don't think that's what ESRB uses.
Yeah. So the games... I'm pretty sure the games...
They use E and the other ones.
I wish they just used the blood splat that just got bigger the more violent it was.
That's pretty much all I got for that one, except, like, I was going to get into the Professor Layton thing a little bit, where, like, you know, it's puzzles, and there's a lot of brain thinking going on in those games.
Brain thinking.
You know we don't play
that
one.
See why I ignored this one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a game that makes you think, and it's really fun. We have some friends who think it's their, you know,
it's
favorite
It's the bee's
series.
Knees.
Yes, it's their favorite series of all time, and I'm wondering when we're going to get it, because it's not coming out to 2013, and I wonder when that means that's going to be coming out here.
Hmm. Oh, you didn't know Bandai
Probably
was
Wii
doing
U
it?
Comes out.
That would just be sick. That is so sad. That's not
so, any more video game news?
I tried too hard.
No more video game news.
Actually, I thought it was just worth mentioning, since we talked about Metal Gear a little bit earlier, they did release, like, a little bit about the next Metal Gear game, not Revengeance. There's going to be another one with Snake called Ground Zeroes, plural. And it sounded interesting.
Last
it's,
one.
It's apparently going to be an open world game.
Really?
Yeah. They had I think they had some sort of anniversary party for Metal Gear, and they showed, like, a demo for it.
Well, is this going to be another prequel game?
I think so. They showed, like, a screenshot of Snake, and he didn't look old, so I would assume... And they might just
Another
have a crazy storyline that ties it up.
Like
but.
Kojima always does.
But I mean, it sounds cool. Like, an open-world Metal Gear game sounds pretty neat. And they did say that it was sneaky, like
well,
classic Metal
well,
Gear.
Well,
so it sounded neat.
I bet they're going to try...
Oh, my Lord.
I bet they're going to try to revamp the multiplayer aspect of it. Remember when they had... multiplayer in number four and where everybody just sneak around in boxes and stab each other in the back.
Yeah.
It'll probably just be something like that, except more popular.
I don't know. It looked pretty neat. I just thought that was worth mentioning since we talked about Metal Gear a little bit.
I'm kind of interested into thinking how an open world Metal Gear solid would work. I mean, like, it must take you hours to get across the map because
that's
just
where
sneak
I was going with this. Like, there must be searchlights everywhere.
I was just because I am not an extremely patient person.
Yeah.
Don't do the whole puzzle thing. I'm not stealthy. I mean, like, I would get like 30 seconds into this world and be like,
get a tank and go batshit insane.
There's a bug.
Oh no, an alligator!
It's just like, I mean, after years of like playing like Halo and Call of Duty and like Borderlands, I'm like, I can't not hold back. It's like, pistol? Or that fully automatic shotgun over there?
Nice. Anyways, just thought I'd mention that since we.
Well, thank you for contributing.
Okay, that's a first.
Sorry.
I don't like the way you said that, but we'll move on.
That's it for news.
Oh, is it?
We awesome. Made it!
Awesome. So, now that we're done with news, let's talk about what we're watching. What are you watching, Andrew?
What am I watching? I am still watching Shuten Doji, so...
You made that word up.
I did not, because we talked about it last week.
I was scared.
I understand.
I wasn't here. Shuten Doji? Exist.
Yeah, with the Onis and whatnot.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Well,
the baby in the mouth.
Yeah, the babies and the fighting in space for 2 seconds. Which is funny. And then,
Anything new?
It's a Gona guy, so.
Gona guy.
Yeah, he doesn't like that.
But
that's okay, I don't either.
No, it sounds really familiar. I mean, I know I hang out with, like, a bunch of, like, otaku.
You hang out with Gona guy?
No, I hang out with otaku.
That
so,
must
like,
be weird.
I've heard the word before, I just have no idea what it means.
Okay.
Yeah. Gona. So, no updates for me. I don't really have anything new that I'm watching.
Boring!
I know.
All right, John, what about you?
I have been looking...
Boring!
Damn it, you beat me to it. Sorry.
Okay,
sorry.
So, I just recently found out that there was a Fist of the North Star series of movies that was never released in America. And so I've been going on the hunt to find those movies. They're called The Legends of the True Savior. And
finally we get to legitimately talk about Fist of the North Star on this podcast.
Yeah. Wait, how did you guys not legitimately talk?
Because there was no reason to talk about it.
You just wanted to talk about it.
We just wanted to talk about it because it's Fist of the North Star.
And I feel even worse because I'm like wholly ignorant of the entire series.
Ditto.
So, that's a strike on the man card.
Yeah, I want to see you try to take it from me.
I got a man book.
He's a wizard, Andrew.
Wizard did it.
I think that means we have to watch Fist of the North Star, Sean.
It might mean we have to watch Fist of the North Star.
What about these Legends?
It better entertain me.
Please!
Okay.
Legend of the Saviors and the...
So there were three movies and there were two OVAs. And the three movies take place with other characters from the series. It focuses on other characters. One focuses on Rao, the main bad guy of the entire series. One is Yuria, who is Kenshiro's love interest, and the other is Toki, who is another one of Kenshiro's brothers. And they all contain new stuff from the series. Like they created new storylines for them and everything like that. And then the two OVAs focus on Kenshiro, which are the segments that are cut out in the series. So those are completely new storylines altogether, and you get to see what happens to Kenshiro in parts of the series where they skip.
Let me just spoil those storylines. He fights a guy and kills him.
And they are already dead.
Exactly.
Yeah. But they are super
zombies?
Slick. No, Sean.
Oh, gosh.
It's my ignorant song. I apologize.
Not listening. I didn't hear that. I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
Put your ignorance away, Sean.
But the animation in the series is super slick and really crisp animation, and there's just so much muscle definition that it looks like it's amazing.
I'm just going to be honest. I was about to say, I'm going to be honest. I think you're gushing. You're gushing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he is.
You're getting nerd.
He's not stopping either. The dam is breaking. The thing is coming.
There is nerd everywhere now.
Yeah. But it's just super bloody and gory. kind of in the same direction that the new Fist of the North Star series took back in 2003. These ones came out in between 2006 and 2008 in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And then were never transferred over to America. So there's only fan
that needs to happen.
Dubs. There's only fan dubs of it. And so that's what I'm working on finding right now. And I found the last OVA that was released, which was the ones that take place with Kenshiro and what happened in between the series.
Nice.
And they're really good, really bloody, really violent. Fist of the North Star people. Very Fist of the North
Star. Cool. What about you, Glitch? You Hakusho still? Or just
yeah, that too. But I've mainly been reading mangas and keeping up with Naruto. And I'm
kind of
pissed off about the newest chapter.
Don't ruin it for me.
There's nothing to ruin. It's something everybody fucking knew for like 3 years.
Is the bubble ninja back?
No. Just who the fuck Toby is. We knew. We fucking knew.
There's
been speculation, talking, theories, this.
We're afraid for our lives right now. All right, Sean, what about you?
God damn it.
I'm actually in between. I just finished up two things.
I want Sasuke.
You done? You need to work this out? Do you need to step outside for a second?
Just to let y'all know, I am a fan, and I even have an Anbu tattoo on my left shoulder. Yes, the left shoulder where the male Anbus have it. So fuck y'all.
No, that's cool. That's cool.
All right. We done.
I need you to deep breath from the diaphragm.
Think cheesecake. Think cheesecake.
Actually.
All right, now Sean.
All right. Just finished up Eden of the East. I just watched the first OVA. I got to watch the second movie, which I'll be doing.
Yeah, I love Eden of the East.
Yeah. So I gotta finish that up, so I don't know, like, the whole wrap-up of that. Mm-hmm. And then,
quick little aside, I think all of the anime, the first 11 episodes, and the first movie are on Netflix.
They are. That's where I just finished all of that stuff up at.
So watch those if you have Netflix.
And everything is out on Blu-ray and DVD, and the second movie is only out on Blu-ray and DVD.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All
right. So, which I'll be watching here shortly, ideally with a couple of my other friends. Finished that up. Just finished up Kamen Rider 4s from over there. And then, so I'm waiting for Wizard to start next week. And then I just picked up Dot Hack Sign. I was a huge fan of the video games when they were coming out. As far as I know, I'm like the only one of my friends that ever played through them.
All of them? Yeah. Like, what? There's like how many? Five?
There's four.
Oh, okay.
There's four. Yeah, and I played through the first two and got like halfway through the third one, and then I don't have a PlayStation 2 anymore, so this is an ongoing quest. I'll survive or something, or I'll steal one. I might just make one
now.
It's a thing.
So what's Dot Hack about? We don't know what Dot Hack
is about. The anime is about a boy. It's actually about an MMO called The World. And actually, so far, all of the anime takes place in the MMO, mm-hmm. and it's like a virtual reality MMO. And pretty much, like, the whole thing is, like, you can do whatever you want in the world. Well, there's a boy in there who can't log out.
Hmm.
And he's got some really weird powers, and he doesn't know what's going on. And he's joined by a couple of other characters who are Black Rose and Orca, and they're trying to... I just started it, so I don't know what's going on. It doesn't follow the story of the games. So I'm a little lost right now. Like, the world's the same. The characters are different. The storyline's a little bit different. I'm really, really new to it. But it's fun. It's a good, clean animation style. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's enjoyable. It's older. I want to say it's, like, early 2000s.
They used to play it on Toonami.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
Yeah, which is where I saw it originally. And then I was like, well, I'll go pick it up now because I need something to watch because I don't have TV anymore. So, and I know there's like 8 billion seasons and OVAs of this, so I can get good and into this. But like, my thing is I want to finish up Eden of the East because that really turned out to be a really, really good anime.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
It's a thinking anime.
It is.
So, a little bit of a thinking anime.
I know, which is odd for me. Well, that's so true.
Yes, it is.
No, because like all of my favorite animes are like those deeply philosophical ones.
Like Dragon Ball Z?
No. I don't think I've ever watched like four episodes of that in a row. Honestly.
It's the same thing.
It's
true. So I guess I have.
you could have and just not even know.
It went to commercial break and came back, different episode, had no idea.
Episode one, ka. Episode two, meh. Episode three, ha.
And then he dies, and then in episode four, he gets brought back.
Well,
and
stuff like going back to like Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex. Uh-huh. Loved it. But like stuff like, you know, Gundam Mobile Squad 8, you know, like that was. You know, this stuff that gets, like, really nitty-gritty is always been, like, my favorite stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
I am not as up in arms about whatever Glitch was talking about, but
I think it was Naruto?
I've been watching Naruto. I've been reading the manga, but,
Fucking A.
I'm enjoying it still, but the other thing, I actually picked up an anime that I probably don't... I picked up, Kids on the Slope.
Oh, yeah, Kids on the Slope sounds awesome.
Have you guys watched it yet?
Yeah, it's by the same guy who did Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
It's pretty...
Yeah, it's...
It's not the same thing. It's sort of like... I guess you could call it a slice of life anime, right?
It is a slice of life
anime. Yeah, it's about, like, these high schoolers. One's the... I think the main character... I forget all their names because I'm only, like... I'm really early into it.
Yeah.
But the main guy is sort of this brainy, rich... I guess you could say a little, like, nerdy kind of guy who plays the piano. And he goes to a new school and sort of befriends this really tough sort of brute. He's not a bully, but he's sort of like a school vigilante where, like, if he sees somebody getting bullied, he'll go in and stop it.
He's misunderstood.
Yeah, and so he befriends this guy. And
I can relate.
And it turns out this guy plays the drums. And so it seems like music is... it doesn't seem like music is definitely a big part of the show. Yeah.
Well, because of the director, he's very into blues and jazz.
Yeah, he loves his jazz. I actually started listening to some jazz just because of the show at work. But it's pretty cool. I typically don't watch these kinds of shows, but I actually really enjoy Kids on a Slope.
And have you gotten to any scenes where they play music?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, the animation is so slick. It's like
really
30
cool.
frames a second when they're playing the instruments.
Wow, I need to check this out. This sounds like gets right up.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. when they show the dude playing the drums and stuff like that, it is just so gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Was it, there was one other, I forgot to mention this earlier. I actually just finished up one other anime. I tore through it. I think it was only like 11 episodes also. It was called Ride Back. It was on Netflix.
Oh, no, Ridebackers.
Right. Oh, I think it's actually just called Ride Back on Netflix is the way it was titled.
Is that the one where the ballerina can't dance anymore?
Is it called, yeah. And they're on the motorcycle things? Yeah. They must have,
Out of context, it sounded awesome.
Okay. So no, in context, it's actually just as, okay, can I talk about this?
Wait, yeah, you're right, and I was thinking of Get Backers.
Get Backers, which is something completely
different.
Yeah, completely different. There's no ballerinas in that.
By the way.
What?
I need to finish to get.
I heard that it's not really worth it. Like the intro is like the best. Like the first. Well, like oh, all. No. Well, hold on. I won't get into that yet.
Yeah.
Okay. sorry. My bad. Anyway, getting back to Ride Back. It's pretty much about a ballerina who gets injured. She can't dance anymore. She goes off to college and ends up joining this thing called the Ride Back Club. These Ride Backs are these motorcycle like devices that are humanoid. Normally, mm-hmm. They actually have like arms. And then, like, legs and then wheels.
Kind of like mecha motorcycles?
Kind of mecha motorcycles. And they have two forms where they either ride around with the legs open, and they have what's known as a split leg form, where they go down, like the legs open up like a motorcycle, and you actually drive it like a motorcycle. And it's got this, honestly, I started watching it just because of the visuals. It's got a neat little undertone as far as, like, the socio-political structure. They kind of start going into this whole Civil War thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just Japanese stuff just goes way off in the left field sometimes, but it's a fun little thing. It's really quick. It's only like 11 episodes. It's on Netflix. I wouldn't say it's the best thing ever, but it's a lot of fun. I mean, if nothing else, it's got some really cool visuals. So cool. Sorry, I just wanted to
that. Good stuff. Good addition.
Yeah, cool. That was good.
Are we ready to move on to the Tapagotchi?
We are. Yeah, let's do Tapagotchi this week.
All right. So this week we're gonna talk about. Basically, anime and Hollywood. So we're going to talk about animes that we think would like to see well done in a live action movie. So who would like to go first?
Sean
would like to go.
Yeah, because I actually had the least amount of time to think about mine mm-hmm. because apparently I'd never thought about this before. Well, I had, just not this subject. Anyway, regardless. So I'd like to do mine so that way I can open it up to you guys and see where you guys go with it because
okay.
I didn't have as much forethought. I would actually really, this to me is more important about who directs it than who stars in it,
mm-hmm.
Which is where you guys were going to, I know Dylan was going to talk about with his, is like all that.
Well, kind of all the aspects of
it. Yeah, but the thing that stuck to me the hardest was this, and this is, I want to see Samurai Champloo, but specifically I want to see it done by the RZA.
My man!
Because, like, again, all of those animes were all about the music, and that's one thing he loves. In addition to over-the-top amazing action. And I really feel like that would be two creative forces that would go really well
together. And he directed Afro Samurai, and that was a fucking good anime.
Fucking bones it. But I did think of a couple of people I would like to see as, like, the main characters. I honestly think Ellen Page would be an amazing Fu. I really think she has a really good.
Well,
like,
you also have to remember that these are actually that series also actually takes place in Japan.
Yeah, I know.
So, but
I mean, just like the Americanization of the music and like the clothing, like you see, mm-hmm. like I mean, you if you're going to do it in Hollywood, they're going to cast American.
I just wanted to throw in when I sort of think about it, I don't want America. If I see an American anime film, like live-action film, I would definitely want to see sort of a merge between the Japanese and American take.
Right.
So I would want to see, like, Japanese actors, and I don't want to see all American actors.
No, and I completely agree.
Like
I was just going, because, again, I had the least amount of time.
I just wanted to get...
I will agree with you that Ellen Page is a good transition to Fu.
Right. So. And the other two are both American actors, again, just because I had, like, an hour before we sat down
here.
Yeah,
that's cool. I just wanted to toss that out there.
The next one, for Mugen, I would really like to see somebody like Chris Pine, if not Chris Pine. I think he can do the really over-the-top, growly... badass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, we've seen him do, Star Trek now, that train movie.
train movie.
I just can't remember the name of it, but
it was Unstoppable, wasn't it?
Unstoppable. No, I heard it was good. I just didn't see it yet. And then, but also, like, Smoke and Aces,
mm-hmm.
where he was just crazy over-the-top badass.
Yeah, except that movie sucked.
Get out.
Are you serious? That movie was horrible.
then you were watching it for the wrong reason. You went in there with preconceptions.
I was okay.
You went in there for a story.
Hold on. I'll give it this. I was glad that Ben Affleck died in the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Exactly.
That made the movie. It was just all about like.
This movie can't get better.
How crazy it was, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All three of the enemies that they fought. Who's Jin?
Jin. Yeah. Okay, I went two places with this. We've seen a lot of this guy recently, and I think he could pull it off, but I don't think he's the right thing for it. But we have seen him act next to Ellen Page, which was really nice, which was Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Jin. Because he can do the very calm, collected... But he is a badass. Like, we've seen the action side of him also.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think he would, like, his
I think he'd be
from,
surprised.
Inception.
I think so, but the thing is, like, he's kind of... I can't really imagine him with, you know, the decorative glasses on and keeping...
Which is where I'm going to go with the second option, which was actually my first pick. I went to JGL, and now I'm coming back to this, which was Zachary Quinto, who we have seen next to Chris Pine. Well, no, but, like, the characters had a lot in common. Like, and this was the very first place I went to was, like, wow, that would be great. Like, because he is, again, taller than Chris Pine. He's got the face for it. He's, you know, but, like... But again, he's very American, and I don't know enough like
Japanese actors
to really recommend, you know, anything.
Like ideally, I would love to see like a really strong and good Japanese American actor. I think that would be really cool.
Absolutely,
an anime film.
Yeah. But that was I think Sam Sham, if you did just like a one off like the movie you did for Cowboy Bebop, like if that had been filmed live action, like in the same vein, just you ramp up the style and the music, I think it would translate so well, especially under the hand of like somebody like the RZA, who makes amazing visual motifs in addition to musical ones. And I think that's something that's really important for that anime. So that's where I went with this. I mean, you guys can...
Excellent.
Cool. Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Do you have one, Andrew?
Yeah, I would really, really like to see Black Lagoon.
I was going to say Fifth of the North Star.
No, they already did that. We're not talking about that.
It is a really fun movie to watch, but it's terrible. No, Black Lagoon, because...
Oh, God, yeah.
Because it's awesome.
Apocalypse Now.
It's awesome. But the only problem is there is really nobody you can cast for those characters.
That's not true. I already thought of somebody for Rock. And I think you could honestly go with John Cho on that.
Okay.
Because he's got...
Don't look at me. I don't know who any of these people
John
are.
Cho, he was...
Or The Rock. I haven't seen Black Lagoon.
Oh, okay.
The Rock?
No. Rock.
His name is Rock.
Rock?
I mean, honestly, if I sat down and thought about it, I think I could come up with Revy and...
Well, you have to remember that Revy is Chinese-American, and there's not a lot of Chinese-American actresses in Hollywood.
No, but there's plenty of good Chinese actresses you could get.
Absolutely, but...
And then, the other character, what's his name? The
Dutch.
Yeah, that's it. Sorry,
was the only thing. Dutch and Benny were the easier ones than Revy and Rock.
Oh, Benny needs to be, I just thought of this. Matthew Lillard.
What has he done? I feel like...
Dude, it's Matthew Lillard. It's like, he was Shaggy in the Scooby-Doo movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
13 Ghosts and all those things, yeah.
Well, I was also thinking, like, maybe Johnny Depp. I mean, I know Johnny Depp's a little bit too...
I think he's a little... And I'm gonna be honest, he's looking a lot older now.
No, he is, he's kind of too soft-spoken.
I think you're crazy. He's right on the money. I think you just went with the wrong guy. That's the only thing.
Well, the thing is, Benny's not really... He doesn't have any eccentric crazy. He's just a guy.
I keep confusing him with the Irish guy who's like, 100, exactly 100
It's an army of exactly 100 playboy.
Yeah, that guy. I got confused with him for a second. Yeah. But you could also go with somebody like Captain America. What's his name? Chris Evans. Chris Evans, who did a very similar character in Jensen in The Losers.
That's true. Really? There we go. It's Chris Evans. Chris Evans is Benny.
See, like you guys got out of anime and went into movies.
Call him up and get him on board.
Okay, and then...
you guys went out of anime, went into movies, and like all of a sudden I'm like relevant again.
And so Dutch could...
Dutch is a fun one to cast. You're going to have to go to somebody a little bit older.
Michael Clark Duncan. He's way too big to
be Dutch. That man's
Patrick
a bear.
Stewart.
Gary Oldman. No, Gary Oldman.
The guy who played
it. Don't Knock It.
I don't know, Santa in the Santa Claus.
Stop it.
Just
Tim Allen.
So, dude, just so you know, Dutch is black. He's I wouldn't.
Which is why he went with, you know, Michael Clark Duncan.
Okay.
You're coming back? Coming back?
Well, he's back older, in. So I want to.
Oh, the guy that played Dokes in
Terry
Dexter.
Crews.
What?
Terry Crews.
No, not Terry.
Terry Crews is way too...
Terry Crews.
Yeah. He's way too excited. Way too excited.
Hey, don't get me wrong. I love that man.
Oh, yeah. Terry Crews is awesome, but he's not Dutch.
He's not Dutch. But the guy that played Sergeant Dokes in Dexter, I don't know the actor's name off the top of my head, I think would do an amazing job at that role.
Okay.
What about the guy who played
Light Dynamite? Michael Jolly White.
Yes,
Michael
Light Dynamite.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Michael Jai White.
Michael Jai White. There we go.
Ooh.
Black Dynamite.
I would like to see him make a return to huge movies. Oh, my God. That would be amazing for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go with that one.
Yeah,
Michael
Jai White. Michael
Jai White for Dutch.
He's the right age, too.
Yeah.
Perfect, yeah.
So, but that was my Black Lagoon. I thought that would make an awesome Hollywood flick. This is all considering, of course, that Hollywood just doesn't Hollywood all over it.
Yeah, yeah. I would definitely like to stress that.
That said, though, I don't think they could screw it up too bad because it already is fairly Hollywood.
It's inspired by Western film,
and you can definitely see that. So, I mean, honestly, you could just cast it and kind of let it go, and it should be fine.
Hopefully,
ideally,
cool. Yeah. What about you, John?
Mine's actually going to be fairly quick to talk about because I didn't really think of cast members or anything. But I think Gunslinger Girls would be a really good. Gunslinger Girl.
Betty White.
There's just one.
Okay, so
unfamiliar with this anime.
Okay, yeah. So for Gunslinger Girl, it's about this agency who takes little girls who don't have a past anymore, like whether or not they were near death, or they were traumatized, or they were tortured, or the family was murdered, something like that. They take them and they brainwash them and make them killing machines for this agency. And every
they girl, reboot them with cyborg parts and stuff like that.
And every girl
gets
something called a Big Brother. It is a Big Brother, but it's Fratello.
It's the Italian.
This whole anime takes place.
It takes place in Italy.
And so they get a Fratello, and they're kind of like their keeper.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep hold on them,
condition them, train them.
It's a really cool anime series.
Yeah,
I love that.
It's kind of like BioShock.
No, it's not BioShock.
Just the fact that there's a Big Brother brainwashed girls and whatnot.
And so I could only think of the main two characters. Henriette is the little girl. I think she's 10 years old. But the only girl that I can think of who's breaking through in the industry right now, who's that age, is Chloe Mortez.
Who's that?
She's playing Carrie now. Yeah, I know, but I mean, you can't do.
It's hard to cast kids
anymore.
because then they end up doing
coke.
Dakota Fanning made it through that when she was in
Thank
Push.
Goodness.
Yeah. Oh, except she's doing the Twilight movies now, and
that's her coke.
Moving on. Fair enough. I guess everybody gets a bad decision.
And for her Fratello, I would pick Hugh Jackman. I think Gene would be a really.
I think Hugh Jackman is way too old.
Because he is supposed to be a younger character. That's true,
much younger.
But I really think that their mentalities and the way that they
CGI
act.
Hugh Jackman.
Well, I mean, honestly, in that case, then why wouldn't you look at somebody like Carl Urban, who is of the same build, same stature? He can do a lot of the same roles.
Yeah, I guess Carl Urban would work too.
Yeah, you know, if you're ever not sure. Check out the movie Red, the one with Bruce Willis, where he's
we've seen Red.
You remember him in that movie? He was a clean cut. He had that, yeah.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
So, I don't know. I was just suggestions.
Okay.
Yeah. Plus, I'm a huge Carl Urban fan.
Yeah, but that's what I got
Dread.
For mine.
Okay, what about you, Glitch?
See, I got two ideas, honestly. Something just senseless and goofy and lighthearted. I just want to see an Air Gear movie just to see a bunch of skaters.
Oh, this isn't the 90s anymore.
I can't take it.
I know. That would be
an rollerblade movie.
I can't take it.
Because it can be very campy. That's the reason we go for it, for the camp. But in all seriousness, I am a Wolf's Rain fanboy. I will throw that out there right now.
I've seen the first 12 episodes of that. One of my ex-girlfriends made me watch it. And except for the art style, I wasn't completely against it. I just wasn't the character design.
Who would you cast to play the rollerblade?
I have this amazing rollerblade.
But for my real serious one, I'd love to see would actually be Wolf's Rain. Although it'd be kind of hard to train the wolves. But.
Dude, you've seen Twilight, right? They have computers for that.
Just stop it. Stopping you right there.
You're talking about a male version of Twilight right now with Wolfsbane, just letting you know.
Is it?
Uh-oh.
Is it really?
Uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, that might be... We might be recruiting a new member.
I'm available.
Cool, so...
All right, Sean, instead of Andrew, we got Sean here now. But I'm going to kill him later.
So have you thought of any people to cast for it?
No clue.
A wolf. You just want to see it.
Okay, yeah, so you just... So right, you as just of like, right now, you just
as right now,
it.
I just want to see it. Like,
you
I
think it would be a cool
give me some
live
time
action
think
movie?
About it, I can find something.
Yeah.
I think Eden of the East would be really good.
Well, that just... That's kind of like the, another one of those ones that translates so well into another... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
Yeah.
Now, the only problem is, I think we were talking about a little bit earlier, is Eagle Eye has a similar premise a little bit.
Yeah,
you except, all remember Eagle Eye, right?
except, you probably don't.
I'm going to try not to ruin anything for Eden of the East for those that haven't seen it, but like the game portion of Eden of the East is very unique to it.
Yeah, I would agree on that.
And
it's
the
really
Juice
cool.
character, I mean...
She's awesome.
She's amazing. And I really actually felt like an emotional attachment to that character, mm-hmm. which is something you didn't get in Eagle Eye.
That's
also,
very true.
Eagle Eye, it was all right. I mean, it was much better than I thought it was going to be, but not as good as I think it could have been.
Yeah.
Whereas Eden of the East has an amazing story right from the get-go. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. I think, so mine, I was actually...
Yep. Dylan's had time to think about this, and it's going to be good and awesome because he knows what he's talking
no,
about.
No, I was to hear what you're talking about, no. Andrew.
Also, tonight's
I'm just saying.
Tamagotchi, is that what you're called?
Tamagotchi?
Tamahockey. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, whatever. Tamagotchi. is also completely Dylan's fault.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I have had I've thought about this for a while, but now I have to live up to Andrew's intro. So mine, I have.
Well,
because
I totally agree with you.
Oh, really?
It, so,
okay.
Yeah.
I would love.
See, now I'm curious.
I would love to see a Big O film.
Oh my god!
It's gonna.
Go ahead. Yeah. I just. But like, but I'm completely in agreement.
That noise was my O. Yeah. I think the Big O. If you take out all the sort of side stuff that really didn't have anything to do with the main storyline, it would actually be enough. It wouldn't be too much. It wouldn't be too much stuff to fit into one or maybe a couple movies. But I also thought I was watching Mad Men once, and then I switched to Big O one night. And I was like, wouldn't it be awesome if John Hamm played Roger Smith?
That'd be an interesting take.
He might be getting a little too old, but I think it would be awesome.
And that was my catch, was like, as soon as you said John Hamm, I knew exactly who you were talking about. Mm-hmm. I was like, he's just a tad too old to be Roger. Like, because to me, like, unfortunately, because of all of the connections between, like, Big O and Batman and all those things, it's like, you're looking for something who's, unfortunately, a little bit more Christian Bale-esque.
No more Christian Bale!
Esque. I meant, like, physically. Like, before you knock on me, Christian Bale looks like Roger. He does. He looks like
Roger. But the thing is, you don't need an actor that looks exactly the same. You would want an actor that
See, the thing is,
him.
Though, is John Hamm is a sexy man.
And that's all for tonight's
I will also reiterate then on that note, I will also reiterate again, Carl Urban. I'm just gonna leave that there.
Yeah. I mean, that would be cool too.
Okay,
I think
Wolf's Brain the friggin' Twilight and you just call the man sexy?
He is sexy.
Come on.
It's fact. You can't.
Have you not seen John Hamm?
Yes! Either way, fuck you!
But anyways, I think also Big O is sort of set in sort of a Western... I don't know if it's supposed to be set in a Western city, but a lot of the characters have Western names. I'm not sure
if they're... Paradigm City. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the whole thing is you don't know where the city is because...
Exactly.
The story behind Big O.
You could technically get away with
using
American...
Man, I have to rewatch Big O now because I want to get in on this.
Oh, we all have to watch Big O.
I'm okay with that.
I got a question.
Okay.
So what's the title going to be? Because I don't think the Big O or Big O is going to work that well on... The
Big O.
What? Is that some kind of real life? What?
I think he made a sexual reference.
I made a
reference.
Joke, but no one got it.
No, we got it. We ignored it.
Okay, well.
Consensus?
Yeah. But I got it. I don't know. I think, I mean, I could see a lot of the American audience at least being like, Big O, what is that?
Yeah.
I mean, you could also go with a very, because it's very noir, so you can go with like a very noir, with
I still
just Paradigm City,
Paradigm
man.
City would work, yeah, but I still, honestly, I would feel fine with just Big O, and I wouldn't, when it's bastardized Big O series.
It's just a lot of people are going to be like, oh, it's Batman with a giant robot.
I totally get that.
Yeah. Oh, that's see, that's the thing I'd be afraid of about
I would just love it, even if they just teased you with just a trailer of John Hamm saying big O at Showtime, and then you actually go to the movie and it's just an hour and a half of that one scene, of just that one scene played on rerun. It's like, yeah, this is the best movie
maybe,
ever.
Maybe we'll have to edit a fan trailer. But I just wanted to really
contact
quickly throw
John
out,
Hamm. I need you to say this for me.
Yeah, throw out another quick idea. I think a Gundam movie could be made really easily. I know one was already made, but we're going to ignore that.
Wait, there's a live action Gundam movie?
You don't need to see it.
I need to discount it now. Like, I must find it and not like it myself.
But the thing about Gundam that makes it a lot different than any other anime series is it's basically a series of series. I don't know if that makes sense, but, like, if you watch G Gundam, it's completely different from, say, like, the original Mobile
Suit like Gundam. Gundam Wing.
Exactly.
You know.
Some are set in different universes with completely different characters.
Some are close. Some are like alternate versions of,
exactly,
of other ones.
So I think you could easily get away with making just a live action movie that has Gundams in it, Mobile Suit pilots, but doesn't need to take place in an already made universe.
That's the wonderful thing about Japanese culture and the way they make their TV shows is, again, and like I touched on this earlier about like Kamen Rider, every season's different.
Yeah.
And like that's something I would love to see translate over here into like American culture, where like we don't have to have a continuous story. Tell the story, set us up a world, and then just, we're done. Tell a new story.
Yeah, I think there's a horror TV show that's actually like that now. I forget what it's called.
Really?
But it takes place in a house, and I think it's
American Horror Story. I've heard like decent things about that.
Yeah, apparently each season will be a new family.
Oh, that's fun.
Huh. Yeah.
Just a quick, you know.
Something. Oh, no, that's cool. I mean, everything's related. Everything's related.
Everything is.
Everything is. Except for me and
everyone
you. We're not related.
Everyone is related. Everyone.
This is a weird family reunion.
Oh, but anyways, I think that's all we have for the Tapagotchi. So
does that make me the black sheep of the family?
I don't want to touch this one. I don't want to touch this one.
You're the hippest sheep
of
the family. But the name is Andrew. Do you want to pimp out the websites and the internets?
Yeah, if you guys want to send us your movie ideas and maybe whoever you would cast, who you get to direct, whatever you want, you can email us at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That's wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. And we also have our website on The Nerdy Show, where you can find us at nerdyshow.com/wickedanime. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/wickedanime. And you can find us on YouTube, where you can watch our review videos and you can watch all of our interview videos with all of our awesome guests at Wicked Anime or youtube.com/wickedanimereviews.
Cool.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
I think that's all we got. So
that's all we have today. So I guess we could say goodbye in the only way we know how.
Goodbye!
Oh, God.
Wicked A!